Thank you, Odie. The time now is 7:04, and we're calling to order the meeting of the KPFT Governance Committee. Since this is the first meeting of the new cycle, which every year we start over a new committee, and we're reconstituted. So, because of that reason, we have to go over a few items of housekeeping, which I'll cover when more people arrive. But one of the things that we want to make sure that we have to do, which, you know, we kind of like is a difficult thing every year, is to make sure that everyone that's listed as a member has their email registered with us so we can put you in our committee list so that when the notices go out of the meeting, you'll be notified. So one thing we definitely have to get at the top is everyone's email address so that you can be notified of the meeting. Unless you don't, you know, I don't know any other way around that. I know that in the past that there have been some people that didn't want to provide their email address, but in order for you to receive an automatic notification. Now, one thing you could do is just to make sure to check KPFTX and make to see when the next meeting is. You could also do that. And we will be going over that at the end of the meeting, letting everyone know when the next meeting is going to be. Now, I think we have Tori's address. We've got Ron's address, mine. I believe we have Jane's, Rhonda Gardner, Rob Lee, Matthew's and Debbie's. Now there's another person with the phone number with the last four digits of 4892. Would you like to let us know who you are? Or would you like us to send you notice or mm-hmm. to be a member of the committee?
Yeah, this is V Patel. I'm pretty sure you already have my email, but if you okay. don't, it's fine. I'll look at the
okay.
website.
Okay, V Patel. Very good.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Hi, Susan.
Sorry for being late. Quick reminder, only LSB members can be voting members to the committee.
I know.
Correct. But now when we notify people, though,
we can notify people who are just joining in as interested members of the community.
And also, yeah. don't we have to attend three meetings to be on this committee?
No.
No, we're not.
Everybody that shows up tonight is automatically a member of the committee. You know, a voting member if you're an LSB or a, just considered a member of the community if you're not on the LSB. But that only applies when you don't show up for the first meeting. That's the rule.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If you don't show up for the very first meeting, then you have to make three consecutive meetings in order to vote.
Okay.
So,
Mary Ann, could I jump in?
Absolutely.
Susan and Teresa had some sort of bad contact. I sent both Susan and Teresa the sign-in. Susan apparently got it, I guess. And Teresa, I'm not sure, but I copied her as well.
I think Teresa is going to an event.
Good. Okay.
So at this time, Teresa's not a board member, right?
Right.
Right. So she would not automatically be a member of the committee for voting purposes, right? Unless she makes three
Correct.
Consecutive. But it wouldn't apply to her anyway. So, so it looks like everybody's here, except there's one phone number, 1438, with the last four
That's
digits. Nancy, okay.
Hello? Yeah, 1498.
Thank you. We have everybody's email that's in this group here. So we can just go ahead and move forward. with the rest of the agenda now. The agenda is posted on KPFTX for those of you that want to see it. But I'm just going to go over it real quick here. So we call to order, and we started at 7:04. I am right at this moment the chair pro tem, and Debbie's the secretary pro tem. We're starting to the committee over again because this is the first committee of the year. So we will be needing people to whoever would like to volunteer to serve as chair and secretary for this next term, for this next year. And so we need to think about that. And then and then from there, we have the other thing on the agenda is PK's motion for a safe and respectful behavior policy. So at this time, would anybody like to volunteer?
Should I call roll first?
Yeah, let's call roll.
Okay. Adriana Castaneva? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Debbie?
Yeah.
That doesn't apply because we're starting over this year.
Oh, that's right. So I just wrote down everybody that's here.
Correct. So this time what we're just doing is writing down the names that are here.
Okay.
And then from that group, those are the ones we're going to call roll for at the next meeting.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that all right now.
Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
I have merged another person on my phone. It's Anissa, and she just wants to say that she's there. Anissa?
Here.
Now, I'm not sure if we have Anissa's email address to notify her of the next meeting.
Well, Anissa,
can you confirm that, Anissa? Can you confirm your email address?
Yeah, it's
send the email to Marianne or to the LSP or somebody.
Hey, Marianne.
Yes.
Faruqi Faruqi Anissa at Gmail.
Faruqi Anissa.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
We prefer to not give people's contact information when we're on the stream. And so perhaps she can follow up.
Okay. Nancy's instructions?
Yeah.
Okay. And I do think we have that one anyway, Anissa, but we'll check back with you to make sure.
Okay.
Thank you. So then the next point of business here is nominations for chair and secretary. And is there anyone who would like to volunteer for chair or secretary for this next year?
I'd like to nominate Marianne Martinez for secretary.
Second. Okay.
Well, thank you. All right, I'll accept that nomination.
I would like Madam Chair?
I nominate
Debbie Smith for chair.
I'll second that.
And let me note, PK has joined. I don't think that she was in the first round of hellos.
Hi, PK. Are you there? Looks like you're
she's
muted.
Probably muted. She's probably muted.
Yeah, she's muted. And now.
Second, Marianne for secretary.
Hold on, guys.
No second needed in committee.
Oh, okay. Because I heard Ron say, okay.
Well, now that PK has arrived, she might like to, I want to catch her up to speed and see what she has to say.
Okay.
PK? Can you hear me?
I don't know what I am.
What you missed?
what I missed, so it would help if I knew what was missed.
Okay. So we started the meeting, and we just reminded everyone that this is the first meeting of the new year of, you know, for the governance committee. So at this meeting, we have to restart the, you know, committee over again with a new chair, new secretary, and new members. And we do that every year for the governance committee. Everyone who is here, who serves on the LSB, is automatically a member of the committee. And we took roll, and I do have your email, so you won't have a problem receiving your notices. And then we're taking nominations for chair and secretary of the committee for this year.
Madam Chair Pro Tem, if I can be recognized, I think Sean Kelly McPherson requested an excused absence because he's got a national board committee. And I think that in the past, if you request an excused absence for the first meeting and attend the second, you are can be a voting member.
Does anybody have any objection? Yeah, I don't have an objection either. Okay, that'll be fine. And we'll make note of that. And then, PK, getting back to this thing about the chair and secretary. Now, we had two nominations. I was nominated for secretary, and Debbie Smith was nominated for chair. And do you have anything that, or any, would you like to nominate anyone?
No.
Okay. Now, the other thing on the agenda is your motion, PK.
Karen, there's something wrong with the internet.
No, I see you. I hear you and see you.
Okay.
I have one question.
Okay.
Is Nancy Sabanera, are you still a non-voting?
Yes.
And
I'm not because she's LSB. Not on the she doesn't serve on the LSB.
Okay. And Venetia?
Same thing.
And
Janisa. Same thing.
And Matthew.
Correct.
Okay, so I have four non-voters. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Just checking.
Yes, ma'am. And then now we're going to be going over PK's motion regarding safe and respectful behavior. PK, would you like to read your motion?
Well,
and motivate it. No?
Do I have a time limit of 3 minutes, 4 minutes? Is that what you want to do? I don't want to be. I've been accused of talking too long when what I'm trying to do is be as clear as I can and reading and creating the motion. Is there a timeline?
I don't think 10 minutes would be a problem. That's just my thought. Does anyone have anything else they would like to?
Do you have your motion just printed up where you can read it, or are we going to fill in a little bit?
How much time do you need, PK?
It's attached to the agenda.
Oh, that's right.
The agenda is posted on KPFTX, PK. And your motion is on that agenda.
Hold on just 1 second, please. I'm on my phone, so.
If you'd like, someone else can read it for you.
Yeah, the chair, generally speaking, the chair can read the motion, and the motivation then would be done by the mover.
Sounds like a winner. Does that sound okay to you, PK?
It's okay.
Okay. Okay, so this is PK's motion. for consideration concerning safe and respectful behavior policy. Whereas the Pacifica National Board has adopted a safe and respectful behavior policy to promote civility, fairness, and integrity throughout the network, and whereas the implementation of this policy at the local station board level must ensure due process, transparency, and respect for local governance, and therefore be it resolved that the KPFT local station board affirms the safe and respectful behavior policy as a guiding standard for all members, and further directs that, number one, no finding of violation shall be entered into the record or reported to the PNB without review and discussion by the full LSB. Number two, any allegation for misconduct shall be referred to a mediation and conduct review committee for fair, confidential, and education-based resolution. Number three, the LSB shall develop a manual of conduct and cultural awareness, defining terms such as microaggression, gaslighting, implicit bias, and restorative dialogue, and outlining clear restorative processes for handling complaints. Number four, the manual shall incorporate community mediation and anti-racism best practice, serving as both a local guide and educational tool for Pacifica members. And number five, the chair or secretary shall transmit this motion to the PNB and ensure its inclusion in the official LSB or KPFT LSB meeting minutes. Now, the rationale. This motion strengthens Pacifica's culture of respect by pairing policy with education and local accountability. It upholds the principles of due process, cultural awareness, and restorative justice, ensuring that all members are treated fairly while fostering a safer, more inclusive environment for dialogue and collaboration. Does that sound about right, PK?
Well, I wrote it. I kind of memorized it, but it is the quotes about this particular way to handle discourse and distress. And so the resolution for me is that we say we have this policy, but it really has no teeth because there are no agreements. We don't have a manual of conduct and cultural awareness other than the fact that we've got bylaws and Robert's Rules, and that it incorporates community mediation and anti-racism, which for me, as a Black woman and a marginalized group, there is racism within the structures of Pacifica and KPFT, and I'd like it eradicated, and in such a way that we can start to respect one another. I mean, I am not talking about just what I want, even though it is a desire to not struggle with structures that seem patently unfair. But it does strengthen Pacifica's culture of respect. And for those of us who respect one another and treat each other with kindness, they may also fail to be inclusive or to have equity and give access to the things that are happening, and the power structure keeps these things away from having the rights of everybody to have a voice and to make a discussion. It's not hierarchical. It's more consensus-based. So the tools are there. The opportunity is there. But it needs to be a good faith action in doing this once and for all on how we handle the problems of structural bias, racism, and lack of justice.
Okay. Did you have anything else?
No, that's my motivation. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So now, would anybody like to have anything to say about it, or does anybody have any?
I have a question.
Okay.
It appears that Pacifica has passed something already. Are we? I'm assuming that we are bound by that. Is this duplication?
No, it's not. It's an addition.
Just one second. I mean, I would just make the assumption that we should, before we pass something, should we find out if we are bound, which I know we are, by what's going on with Pacifica, and does this structure already exist?
Okay. You bring up a point. Let's see what 1438
has. I'll also say, PK, I agree with what you say. I agree that we shouldn't be racist, and we shouldn't make anybody feel uncomfortable. But at the same time, committees for committees, I'm not sure how that really helps us. You and I talked this morning. We ought to do what our mothers raised us to do, which was be respectful and to share our toys. I'm just really frightened of having something passed when we're not fully aware of the implications. And I also think that we had thought about doing training and continuing to think, do we need something, or are we just going to be good enough on our own? And I think you're saying we're not going to be good enough on our own. If we're really not, then we do need something like this.
It's not that. It's we haven't been good on our own. This is, and I want to, okay, but
okay, we need to
of not.
Okay, we can have a little bit of problem hearing you, but there's four people on the stack. One is the 1438, which I think might be Nancy, and then we have Ron, and then we have Rhonda, and then we have Jane. So starting with Nancy. Your turn.
I think Anissa wants to speak. Is it okay?
Oh, that's Anissa?
Yes, she's on my phone.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, the thing was, and I'm quit my mouth, the fact is, it's like there's no enforcement of Pacifica's policies, and we need this because obviously he has seen and experienced acts of gaslighting toward her.
Okay. You're cutting in and out a little bit, Anissa. But we did hear some of what you said.
Yeah, I didn't get all of it.
Yeah, I'm 50%.
Okay. So Ron, you are next.
So I understand the objective that the motion is intended to work on. I offered, and they're in the agenda, three amendments that would, I think, make it more palatable to my understanding. A little bit of the reasoning behind those has been given here elsewhere. The first one was, and before proposing those amendments, I'd just like to put them out there because I don't think everybody's got this available to them. So if they're on the phone or something, I think we missed in the reading of PK's motion, the third, whereas, and I would propose actually to remove that, that whereas paragraph. The first two paragraphs, the first two whereases, and the PNB's policy are forward looking and looking at moving things forward and how to do better. I think the third paragraph assumes and presumes bad intent and negative behavior on the part of board members.
Yeah, I see that third one on another document that I had, and I skipped it accidentally. Not my fault. But if you like, I could read that, or do you want to read it?
I can read it. It says, whereas harmful behaviors often include not only overt hostility but also subtle actions such as microaggressions, gaslighting, dismissive or exclusionary conduct, which may undermine participation and respect, especially for members of marginalized or underrepresented communities. So, as I said, I think that starts from a place of presumption of bad intent. The second amendment is that I would say that the fifth enumerated item be stricken. That's the one that says that it would be put in the minutes, and that's because it's already been put in the minutes of the LSB. Also in that one, on the second enumerated item, I would also strike that, in that the full LSB has authority to handle behavioral issues that come up. We have Robert's rules, and we have the PNB policy, and we might perhaps need additional training to make sure that people actually understand their role and their space in it. But I believe that the framework for making it work is there. Whether you actually make it work or not is kind of a different question, but the framework is there. And I don't think adding more framework necessarily makes us better. And I think Rob said this, that, you know, adding a subcommittee onto a committee just sort of removes the problem from where the focus ought to be. The third proposed change would be to take the third and fourth enumerated items and remove them without replacement. Actually, so the second one was to be replaced. I'm not sure what's happened to that. So the agenda didn't include the proposal. But on the third item, I would take the third and fourth enumerated items out. And that is the creation of the manual of conduct and awareness, and that the LSB should develop this. And surely there is somewhere training and documentation, a manual, if you will, to guide us in this, that doesn't require LSB member time and effort to put together. You know, we have kind of a hard enough time getting people to be on committees to to do the things that the LSB is supposed to do, which is to raise funds, to increase listenership, and then to increase alignment and outreach, ascertainment. Those things are the target for the LSB. So, not necessarily the writing of manuals. So I think that, I would remove the writing of the manual and instead look for, that kind of information somewhere else. So those, I'm not proposing those amendments, right off. I'd like to throw them out there for people to think about, because I know that PK put a lot of thought into her, resolution. And those are the things that I came up against as I looked at it. Thank you.
Thank you. Rob, Ron, the next person to speak is Rhonda, followed by Jane, and then Nancy. Okay.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm kind of glad that Ron brought up the question about whether Pacifica already had an existing, code of conduct protocol for such things. And I know for a fact that it does. So, for those of us who have been around for, a long and consistent time, do you guys recall the time in history when KPFT for sure instigated a code of conduct? And Jeff Abrams, if y'all know anybody, Jeff Abrams' name, that name rings anybody's bell, he is an attorney, a mediation attorney, but he is a longtime listener supporter and, back in those days, and probably would still now if people reached out to him. But I know that that was done. Now, whether it worked or didn't work, I don't really want to speak to, but I think it does already exist. And so I'd rather us know for sure, because otherwise then we do kind of need to look at what's already there and it be more of an amendment thing, more so than, recreating. Any comments? As does anybody think that it matters that this, for us to be having this conversation without the knowledge of whether or not there is an existing Pacifica code of conduct and, relationship mediation protocol?
Sounds like a job for a historian.
Well, in some ways, I am a historian. There's no doubt about it. Otis Otis, are you there? I see your picture, but I doubt you're listening. But come on, Tori, you don't remember the STFU up meeting?
It rings a bell.
Okay. I guarantee you a code of conduct. There is a code of conduct for KPFT that already exists. And I'm not opposed to anything that PK is saying but I'm just, I just don't want to reinvent the wheel.
That's reasonable. Can somebody volunteer to go find that?
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
But, Tori, can you throw in your two cents as to whether you think that makes a difference in the discussion that we have now, that we're having now about it?
Well, I just throw in that after, about 1600 years of Roman law, they had a lot of laws that contradicted each other, and they had to do a nice flush at some point and just start over again. So, yeah, we don't need to be recreating the wheel, but, you know, where's the wheel? Let's look at it. Let's see if the wheel needs to be fixed or updated, and maybe it can be resolved if with PKs, seems comprehensive. You know, maybe we can, you know, cobble something together and amend what's previously already been done using PK's proposition.
PK, do you recall if there was a code of conduct?
There has always been a code of conduct talked about. It has no teeth. It has no way of using it. There's been no agreements. And the biggest problem is about the... God, is it not my turn? I mean, I don't want to speak out of...
Pardon me.
Well, we still have Jane and Nancy on the stack.
But they did ask her a question.
Yeah.
I mean, we asked PK a question, so I think she should be able to speak.
I'm okay with her speaking.
The word palatable, can you hear me? The word palatable is sitting with me in a broader sense. This is not easy work, guys. I'm not going to tell you that it is or that it's reckonings or that it is going to be palatable. This is hard work. We have 400 plus years of the things that create an inequitable stream in our dealings. People rolling their eyes, that's a microaggression. People saying, well, you had a point that you didn't make or whatever the excuse is to deny what you're talking about. I want us in a place where we do no harm to one another. And it's a difficult place to be because the power structure is pretty much housed within our own explicit biases, the fact that we get mad at somebody and some people can say something, and then if another person does, they silence or censor. There's a lot going on that does not work for, we're talking about money. We're hemorrhaging members. Was this is not about do it for me. That I've been harmed a lot, and still I show up, and still I work for the greater good, or attempt to do that. This is something that takes work. So taking off 3 and 4, I don't agree to it. I've worked hours on that motion to get a sense of all of the people who are harmed by us. Making fun of somebody's accent, shaking your head when somebody's saying something. All of those are disrespectful environments. They're toxic environments. I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm trying to see if we can find a way to take our flaws and fix them so that we can get to the real work of KPFT and this foundation.
Okay. Jane?
Why do I bother? Because I can. And because I have the skill sets. And I don't have to do it. There are enough people in my Rolodex that can help us do this. But there's passive aggressive behaviors going on with what I said because you want it to be palatable. And it's not. I'm not going to promise you that.
Okay. Can we get some other people's opinions or let other people speak for a moment? Jane?
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple of things, partially in response to PK, and I say this as a former programmer and a person who hung out at the station a lot, not only doing my show, but, you know, helping other people with their shows. I was very involved with the prison program at the time. My point is, I have also been, and just in case there was any confusion, I was white at the time, and I'm still white. But I'm a woman, and I have also been subjected to the eye rolls. So it, and I feel very strongly that we are still subject to the Pacifica guidelines and the Pacifica, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't have a word. But the network and the engagement and the underlying principles of Pacifica Network that we are all subject to. And I just want to say that I really appreciated what PK said about getting into the real work, because for me, as a board member, as a member for decades, the real work is recruitment, talking to every single person we meet on the street. We want to talk to the checker at the supermarket. We want to tell people about KPFT. We want to tell people about Pacifica. And we want to say, here's a place where your ideas can be heard, and recruit people to engage with us in this lofty goal, in this program that we are all committed to. And that's the real work. And I guess that's all I want to say. And I appreciate what PK is saying, but I'm also saying, yeah, you know, we're going to put up with some shit. We're going to put up with stuff, but we got to keep our eyes on the prize. We got to keep moving forward and bringing like-minded people into our program, and we need to increase our membership because the business of this board is radio. Radio is what we make. That's our product. And we're all part of that system. And the other things we can deal with, but we need to focus on putting up good radio and recruiting new members and retaining the thank God for Teresa Allen and the lapsed member program. We need to stay focused on our job. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Okay, so now we have Nancy, then Ron, then back to PK. Nancy?
Okay, thank you. This is Nancy. Anissa wrote to me in text because what she wanted to say is that we need something to something forceful or something, because Pacifica does not adhere to their own policies. And I would say we have the mission statement. It does not have repercussions for not following it. It's very lofty. It's a very positive mission. If you want to see it, you can go to pacifica.org and then click mission. And that has not changed. And I do think it should be put in the minutes. If someone says something that's rude, I mean, what's wrong with that? It happened. And there's no apology. It should be put into the minutes. But I will say one time, after a public comment, one of the board members made a Hitler, high Hitler salute to that public person. This is an in-person meeting. And the next month, a new board member came on, and this lady was Jewish. And she heard, and she was scared and shocked. I mean, she expressed big shock, and she wanted us to go through a removal procedure for that board member who had gave the Hitler salute. And that was I forgot how many hours, and it was a removal trial, but it failed to get the 16 votes, you know, 2/3. So it was just a punishment, 1 year without being able to vote, and the member resigned. This member also, it was not just that. This member shouted at a very elder programmer, and I'm going to say his name because he's deceased now. His name is Ray Hill. This member, I'm not going to say his name, yelled at Ray Hill, shouted at him, and told him, because Ray was talking with his little index finger in the air, and the member said, "I feel threatened with your finger." I mean, it was so loud, and the whole room went quiet. It was in a personnel meeting. It was horrible because Ray immediately went into a crouched position, put his both hands in a fist position on the table. It's like, it was so weird. Like, was that how he had to do in prison? You know, I wondered. Anyway, so that person did have a repercussion, and there were other people who spoke at that, in public comment, saying, you know, you have a right to your own opinion, but you also have to go through the results. You have to take the results of your opinion. I mean, this was a public person telling this member who gave the high Hitler salute. Okay, so yeah. I think the part of this, the PK's motion, is that we have a report to the PNB or go through a removal procedure. Some kind of repercussion. And then I will say, you know, when a person does a racist action or an action that they don't necessarily know, most people do not understand that their behavior is very painful to another person of a different skin color. And I myself, I was taking a person, a black person, in my car, giving this person a ride. And then I looked and I said, oh, my inspection sticker is expired. And the person, the black person, was shocked and scared. And I realized, oh, how insensitive I am. I did not realize, you know, an expired inspection sticker might end up being death to a black person, a black man. And I realized, oh, how stupid I am. I just, insensitive, just lack of knowledge. So a lot of things are just not really understanding, not necessarily that you're doing something rude on purpose, but you just don't realize, people don't realize. Okay, that's all I want to say. And about the code of conduct, when I got on the board in 2009, December, I started hearing about this code of conduct. I heard Rhonda talk about it. I never got a piece of paper with it written on. So I'll ask Ted. He might have a copy. But it, in the meanwhile, I think we should go ahead and use what and build upon what PK has written because, you know, Mr. Abrams, he's no longer a mediator for KPS. He's resigned from that, and he might have a copy. But I think we should have something, something, because when people's feelings are hurt, this is not good. And it's not just our board. I attend other board meetings, and they casually, oh, I don't want to hear you. No, you already said that before. You're being dilatory. Put them in the Zoom waiting room. so we can't hear that person. And that person stays in the Zoom waiting room until the chair decides, okay, let's let him out, you know, for a little bit. But if he makes another, you know, dilatory expression. And it's really, that's not helpful at all. Okay, back to you. I'm sorry I talked too long.
Sorry, not a problem, Nancy. Thank you. Now, looking at the people who have their hands up, Susan has not spoken yet. So now Ron's been waiting, and then PK's been waiting after Ron. So do the two of you mind if Susan speaks, since she has not said anything yet?
Good. No problem.
Go ahead, Susan.
Great. I know bad behavior continues. In 2024, there was a PNB member who yelled in open session and called a number of people fascist pigs. The example that Nancy brought up, which is similar to that, was addressed with a Robert's Rules trial. And as I understand it, if there is behavior outside a meeting or from a prior meeting, that requires two-thirds. If it is an action taken during a meeting, it only requires 50%, 51%. So Robert's Rules provides the real, if you will, legal framework for holding people accountable. The matters of hurt feelings, you know, your behavior is microaggressions, that is really in the eye of the beholder. So what PK responds to, it's, you know, maybe very different from, you know, what somebody else sees. And I think that's a matter of mutual understanding. And I think that trainings and face-to-face meetings around tables are better ways to surface those things and talk about them.
Are you done, Susan? Okay. So then after Susan, we had Ron, then PK, then Rhonda, in that order. Okay? Ron?
Thank you. Yeah. So first, I would like to just echo Jean's sort of assertions of what the board's job is, and I try to keep that first and foremost in my mind in terms of, you know, any action that the board takes. It's, you know, how do we increase our listenership? How do we make sure that we're on a solid financial foundation? And how do we make sure that we're aligned with the community? Also agreeing with Susan's note that we have tools, you know, we have tools within Robert's Rules for removing people, although I do believe that actually removing a member from the meeting completely requires two-thirds, but I'd have to look that up again. I think in any case, but there are tools that are available to remove people from our community completely or from a meeting or for a part of a meeting. The question is whether adding tools, adding rules, adding committees, think manuals actually makes for better behavior. And I'm not convinced of that in most senses. I think that that the people on this board, by and large, are of good heart, and so additional education never hurt anybody. So I think that training is fine. Again, you know, where do we get the manual? You know, I don't know. I don't think an LSB member has to put it together. I think we can find a manual, or literature. But, so there are things that would be helpful because, you know, PK is right there. You know, we have problems and things happen. And we want to make that less than it was before. The question is, how do you go about doing that? So that's my 2 cents. Thanks.
Thank you. Then we have PK, then Rhonda, and then Nancy again.
Yeah. It's interesting that the being in the eyes of the beholder, that's not what I meant, I guess, is what you're saying. I don't mean to do that. But it does get done, and that's part of what the training would do. Here's what some of the problems are. People do things that are wrong. They either say something or otherwise repeat something. And at the same time, take no responsibility for the fact that it may or may not be true. And people have been taken to task for the things that they've done, including using the N-word. One person did that. Firing a person saying they didn't raise money, which wasn't true. We had trials. We had the spaces where we addressed these issues. But they had friends in high places. And it's kind of like the January 6th people who were all pardoned. They committed crimes. They did dangerous work. So, I mean, ultimately, I have to live with it if I want to continue to try and be an asset for KPFT or to Pacifica overall. The CAB did a lot of great work, but it was tedious and hard to participate in because after the Zoom bombing, a lot of people dropped off. They said, why are you even there? Why would you even put up with what happened that day when we were trying to do something good together? This is a call to justice, restoration. It's learning maybe a new language in how we respond to one another. Even in our meeting that Saturday, if it wasn't for someone who stood up for me, it made a difference. And it made me want to continue to try and get people to see that we can do better than this. If you don't want to do better, go ahead, vote against it. But be clear. A Maya Angelou quote is, when people tell you who they are, believe them. And if you are going to continue not to even try, maybe I ought to believe you.
Are you done, PK?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Okay. Then Rhonda, what's
yes,
next?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Rhonda and then Nancy.
I have done wrong, and I have been treated unfairly by Pacifica. I have filed code of conduct complaints in the past against other board members, members of the community, and maybe even programmers. I had a code of conduct complaint filed against me by a fellow board member. And that fellow board member, a process was set up, you know, I was interviewed. In other words, I was called up and called out and had to answer to the code of conduct. The person who filed the code of conduct against me didn't even have the balls to, like, show up for his end of the complaint when he was the one that filed it. I have quit the LSB in the past because of my inability to be in, to think clearly and calmly because of how atrocious some of the meetings, the conduct, and the behavior are. That was the solution. It was like, I'm tired of this. I'm going to walk away. They win. I think that I'm worried about extremes. If somebody calls someone a nigger, I want something to go down about that, you know? Especially if the said person is up in arms about it and doesn't, you know what I mean? But then I just don't think we can control that people are going to roll their eyes. I frequently, especially, started out blacking out my screen to where my face wouldn't give me away. Because I would roll my eyes and hold my head, you know, my chin and my palm and all that kind of stuff. So, and bottom line, a code of conduct already exists. I think that, and so what I know is that these things are already set up. I have no objection to looking at them and revamping them and all of this and all of that. But in some ways, you know, we need to, it helps if we stand up when we see someone else acting out. There are ways to change other people's behavior without necessarily, you know, having to take them to KPFT court. I don't know. Obviously, I have a lot of really mixed feelings. A lot. I also think it would be beneficial if we were to have an official meeting in private, what do you call it? Executive session. Because there are some things that I would like to speak to and about that would not be appropriate on this platform right now. So, I can tell you that the code of conduct, I knew people who filed code, I knew lots of people who got filed against and filed on others. And I never really saw anything come of any of them. And maybe that's part of what, you know, PK is speaking to. Well, what, you know, How do we do that? You know, how do we fix it? Well, I don't know. It's just like we're adults. You know, some people are nice to us and some people aren't. Some people like us and some people don't.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It's like, it's already like, I don't know, it's 8:10 and, here's another thing. You know, right now, Ron and others wanted to have these unofficial governance committee meetings, which y'all have had. When the rest of us aren't privy to, in other words, we have the opportunity to go to those meetings. But when we choose not to go to those meetings, we miss out. And so when you guys might have been talking about all of this on Saturday, or PK made reference to feeling intimidated in the last meeting, but somebody stood up for her. So again, Ron, FYI, not a good idea to have meetings that aren't official. I also don't want to go to the initials that aren't official because there's not really going to be any productivity come from it. So I guess where that's coming from, people, is because I want, so how, can somebody help me, that knows more than me? How do I call for an executive session of the governance committee meeting so we can truly discuss these things and instances that have happened in the past and what, you know?
I mean, the answer to that, I guess, Marianne, are you going to get that? You adjourned to executive session is how, if you wanted to go to an executive session to discuss things.
That's true. You would go to an executive session. That's right. I was trying to figure out. I wasn't really too sure. But you're right, Ron. That's what we would do. We'd go to executive session.
Well, and like I said, and that's what I think that we should have an executive session. We can't have one in this meeting, but I would like for you guys to consider us meeting next month and it being because we're only meeting every other month. So the sooner we can have an executive session discussion, I think we can have a freer and more information about the way things have gone down and what we can do to make it better. You know, I was not around for the I've missed one board meeting. I missed the LSB meeting where the news of Arab Voices was brought up. I heard a lot about it. But, you know, like, and, but, for example, and that sounds like my friend really, you know, lost his shit. And there was name calling. And, but, I mean, you know, how was that handled? I'm sure it was handled in some way. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Tori, did you get reprimanded? Did you get called out? Did you get called on?
Not yet. Can't wait for that to happen. Love to have that adjudicated.
Yeah. So see, there we go right there. Let's get that executive session. Let's get it going. Okay? Let's do that. I would very much like to talk about my exit from Pacifica, but I'm not going to do it in an open session.
Is an executive session in person?
So
it doesn't have to be in person. It's just like, it can't be on a stream.
Madam Chair?
Gotcha.
Wouldn't be appropriate.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you recognize people on the stack?
Well, we were listening to Rhonda.
I'm done. Y'all okay. Doing what I'm asking for and what I'm thinking. I can take a break. No doubt.
Okay. Then the next person on the stack would be Dancy, followed by Susan.
Oh, thank you, Chair. Just Nancy. On the posting of the meeting, I'm glad it was posted this time. I don't think it's good that we have secret meetings. All meetings should be open. And there is in the bylaws a reasons for an executive session. When you're talking about personnel, it's best to have it, well, it should be an executive session. Especially if it's going to be something like something negative. And there's a list of things that you do. You go into executive session when it's spoken about certain topics, like contracts that are pending. So let's be careful. Just talking to each other. You don't have to, you know, who said retreat? Somebody in this room talked about retreat. I have never had a retreat, and I've been on the board 12 years and 3 months, you know, since 2010. And I heard there was a retreat before, and that a lot of good feelings came out of it, a little bit more understanding. And I think that would be a good idea. Don't go hog wild on executive sessions because we're supposed to be transparent. That's what Pacifica is. And about removing people from the meeting, that is against the bylaws, the old bylaws and the new bylaws. It's in Article 5, telephonic meetings, and it says every member can hear each other, can propose, oppose, opine. So putting somebody in the Zoom waiting room is taboo. You cannot do that. You should not do that. And if you do it, you are violating the bylaws. Now, in Robert's Rules of Order, it says, oh, you can have a sergeant at arms to take the person out of the room. And, I haven't seen the new 12th edition, but the 12th edition I haven't seen, but anyway, it probably has something for virtual meetings as well. But the bylaws says when there's a conflict between Robert's Rules of Order and our bylaws, the bylaws takes precedence over anything of Robert's Rules of Order. That's all.
That's correct, Nancy. Thank you. And so then we have Susan is next on the stand.
Yeah, I would. Nancy addressed some of the concerns that I have, which is there is a specific list of things that are permitted for executive session. Executive session needs to be noticed in advance, and the reason for its being executive session needs to be as well. I think Nancy's idea, frankly, of something like a retreat, where there is a lot of personal sharing, is an appropriate place. And it is, you know, not subject to time limits and motions and agendas and things like that. Also, you know, there are clearly terrible things that have happened. The Zoom bombing, I had nothing to do with that. It's terrible it happened. And steps are being taken in different places to protect against that. The same thing happened at WPFW. The January 6th people, I'm absolutely appalled by what happened. Appalled. And the fact that they have been pardoned is terrible.
Okay, hold it right there. I have a problem with it. And that you're like the second person that said that. And, you know, what's happening in our country is an atrocity. I am not going to listen to that kind of talk because those people were innocent. They didn't do anything wrong. It was a setup by the CIA It's all going to come out. But you know what? I'm out of here. You guys, you can share yourself.
Marianne,
I'm done.
Well. So I think it's good pretty riddance. Clear that there are differences of opinion. We have, we're past time certain. I'm going to move that we adjourn.
Okay. Am I muted? Can I be called on?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Okay, I just want to make sure I understand what just happened. Susan made reference to the January 6th attack on the White House.
On the Congress.
That enraged Mary Ann. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
If I could just add, Rhonda.
I'm going to share some information. Some of you may think it matters. Some of you may not think it matters. But Mary Ann.
Careful.
Well, I am trying to be careful, but it's a truth. So really, do I need to be careful with the truth? Do not be surprised if I'm Mary Ann Martinez. Defending the current administration, and hardly at all. You know, when I resigned from the LSB, I mentioned that. And whenever I resigned from the LSB, I put a lot of thought to who was going to take my place because the board in Pacifica mattered to me a great deal. So I got someone to figure out and tell me, okay, Rhonda, if you resign, this is who will take your place. I met Mary Ann Martinez at the beginning of the Pacifica take back. And I knew Mary Ann, I've known her for a long time. You know, Rob, one time you and I got to talking about Donald Trump, I think, or people who supported Trump.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that you, what I'm trying to think harder now, because what you said gave me pause to think about my position. Let me try this. Bottom line is, that doesn't surprise me about Mary Ann at all. It concerns me that she is
a radical. So, I would note that we're currently on the stream.
That a Trump supporter is
we're currently on the stream, and so
what?
Politics stream. Is not
we're
within
on the stream.
Yeah, well, y'all don't want to have executive sessions. But anyway, okay, so here, all I'm doing is I'm alerting you guys, don't be surprised about Mary Ann. Mary Ann, in my opinion,
go back.
You know?
Nancy with a motion.
The company she keeps, the majority of people I know on this board would
move
up.
That we adjourn this meeting.
Nancy with a
second.
I'm still
I second your motion.
Okay, so
we have a motion for a retreat, a virtual retreat, and it's not streamed.
This
and
meeting
then we're
is
not
supposed to go to 9 o'clock, and now we're going to shut it down because Mary Ann took offense. really? We're going to let Mary Ann shut down
meet
the meeting?
Next month, February. Set a date for the next date. That's the last thing we got to do for the.
Yeah, okay. The next meeting that it has on the agenda is.
Why are we shutting down this meeting? Is there anything else on the agenda?
No, we had the old business and we have new business for 10 minutes. It's what's on the agenda.
Okay.
Well, there's four hands up. People want to talk.
Okay.
Ron Stubbers, chair of the, since you're here and you're the chair of the, since you are the chair of the board and Mary Ann as the convener, she's left. But I want to make sure that the audio for this meeting is extremely secure and that Nancy will not be, but because of Mary Ann's exit and my comments, I want to make sure that this is all on the record. Okay. Verbatim. Not lose any audio or anything like that. Not implying that, you know, it wouldn't be there, but.
Okay, can we get the next person?
Ron, can you respond to what I said? What I requested?
I think Ron has left. Oh, no, Ron's still there. He doesn't have his hand up no more. Tori, Nancy has her hand up.
Go ahead.
Yes, I propose we have a retreat. Board members, take it to the board tomorrow night and see if they're willing to do a retreat. How do you want to do it? Just board members or committee members or both or what? And a virtual retreat. So it will not be have to be streamed, and it will not have to be – it'll be a private. But it's just a retreat. So there's no restrictions on or no violations on retreats in the bylaws at all. And I think it's a good idea. I mean,
let's bring that up tomorrow for new business.
So I'm not Adriana. She's not here. I'm Nancy. And another thing.
I apologize.
The next meeting, I think you should propose for next month governance meeting on, and it was the third Tuesday. Did it move? Are we on the third Tuesday?
For LSB or governance?
Governance. Yeah. Governance.
I'm checking to see if this January 20th is correct, because I don't understand why it's that. Just a second. Okay, I'm trying to get that confirmed because I think that's a misprint.
Well, if you go to the calendar and click the calendar, it should have.
Oh yeah.
And then click February. All the Tuesdays, three Tuesdays. The first Tuesday there's KPFT outreach and development, but the second, third, and fourth are open. And I would please ask that we have a link there for people to. There was no link on tonight's posting for people to call in and give their public comment. I'm glad there was a stream so they could hear it, but they need to have a link in order to make a public comment. Anyway, please, if you don't do it February,
I'm looking. Yeah, I don't see anything on here on Pacifica X for January 20th. I think that might be supposed to be March. Let me look here. Hold on.
February is the 10th, 17th, and 24th are all open. This just the first Tuesday is the outreach and development for KPFT.
Right. I don't see anything on. Okay.
Who has a pass key to post meetings? PK, do you? Debbie, do you?
No, I don't. I think Mary Ann does. Hold on just a second.
Since PK is here tonight and Marion's not, PK can post it if you decide if you want to meet on the 10th or 17th or 24th. How does that group? I thought this group was meeting on the third Tuesday of the month.
Okay, just a second. I'm checking. Hold on a sec. I'm not getting any response here. Let's see.
KPFCX.org, and then you click the upper right-hand corner for the calendar, and then it'll show January, and so you just click next at the top, next, and it'll go to February, And the 10th, 17th, and 24th, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Tuesdays are all open.
Right. Yeah, because I don't see anything on there in reference to this, the 20th. So I don't have any I can't do any of that at being the third.
I mean, since Marianne's not here, PK can do it, but not January, because January has a finance and finance. Some people might want to. Is anybody in this group on finance, Susan, or I don't know who's on finance, national finance. So how about February the 2nd, 3rd, or 4th Tuesday? It's up to the group, you guys.
Let me look at
whatever the normal schedule is.
We're not going to be able to schedule this now.
Yeah, why don't I?
We have to. We have to make the next date at the meeting tonight for the next date.
Well, what would the normal schedule be?
What used to be the third Tuesday. Did y'all move it to second Tuesday?
I think we moved it. I think we wanted had it moved so that we could review PK's proposal.
Right, before at the LSB meeting.
And so I think we ought to just, suggest whatever the next meeting date that's normal. And then, if PK's still on, this is why we should have address this stuff. It's the opposite. I mean, it's a slightly different nuance, but we have to be so careful. I just feel terrible about, I think PK feels disrespected. I don't think that's what we're trying to do. And obviously we inadvertently disrespected Marianne in such a way that, If she can believe the world's flat, it doesn't matter. We need to be respectful.
My mentioning January 6th was, I'm the one that sent her away. I'm just.
No, it was the second mention.
It was. That's why I say the work is hard. But the work does.
It was Rhonda's January 2nd mention. Not yours, PK.
Okay, because the point is that we're a burning house right now in America. And Dr. King basically prophesied it. I have a feeling because when the Civil Rights Bill of 1964 was passed and then the Voting Rights Bill later, it made a lot of people angry. And those are the people that we're dealing with right now, because it's not that they want to go back to the past. They want to be relevant and still be in power. I can't change that. But I can teach. It's like my grandson. When somebody wanted to play with his toys, I taught him to share. And then the little boy took his toys, and I had to deal with his heartache. We're flawed human beings. We are. But right now, I just like to either we pass the motion with the where as is, as it is, and we find a day or a time to get a facilitator to help us understand how we do this. I'm not saying that Susan picked me out per se, but I think sometimes just the entitlement of your position, and I'm not just talking about any one person, the entitlement of
white men and white women is different. It is. It's a reality. But I'm not going to call anybody a Karen or a man or any of that. But when you don't even try because you want it palatable, you don't want to do the hard work, I have a problem with that, yeah.
Could I make a proposal, PK? We're about an hour and a half into this. I propose that the next meeting be the third Tuesday, which is February 18th, and I think we ought to all reflect on this, and I think we ought to wish each other good night.
17th,
but I have a question.
Okay, then the 17th, I apologize.
I have a question. So we have, since there's no vote as who's chair or secretary, who will be in charge of the meeting?
We'll figure that
whoever
out at the time.
You're so. Now in charge, Debbie, because you're the next officer.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
So
this, Marianne will be discussed.
Next time,
yeah, this will be discussed
officer.
In the board meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, obviously this is a terrible turn of events, and I apologize to everybody.
Right.
You know, we don't have a quorum. It's been an hour and a half. There's a lot of emotion, and I go back to, you know, PK, we love you. I just want to end it. PK, we love you. We appreciate you. And we're going to address this, but we want to, you know, try to make sure that we address it the right way. And I hope you can understand our perspective. I mean, you are valued. You know, I want to make sure those thoughts are stated.
I don't think she's on the call anymore.
Debbie Chair, can you allow the PK, because she's got a passcode, she can put our meeting on the 17th of February for the next meeting.
Okay.
And then she can also put a link for to be put on later. Whoever, I don't know whose Zoom account is going to be used. Y'all know that. I don't.
We'll figure it all out.
We'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out. You don't have to worry about it.
But let's go ahead and
It needs to be posted before somebody else gets it or does something with it, you know.
Okay. Well,
I have something to say before we adjourn.
Good night, everybody.
Hold on. I have something to say before we adjourn. I've been waiting 15 minutes.
Tori.
Okay. I've been very patient, okay? And this is pertinent, okay? We had a show on in 1973 called The Conservative Show. Okay, and it was somebody who was pro-Vietnam War. Okay, this guy was a nut. And it was a contradiction. It goes against, you know, the Pacifica values, you know, and the, you know, our mission statement. And so we've got a lot of Republicans on the board now, or, you know, a few, a handful. But all that to say that Robert's Rules of Order is for corporations of investors who all have something in common, you know, their money investment, you know. You know, Pacifica doesn't have this kind of common ground. Pacifica is diverse. Multiculturalism is our biggest, best attribute, but it also increases our divergence from each other's values and principles. We're going to have big disagreements, and we need a democratic process to get through this stuff. And this corporate process doesn't cut it. You know, we need a horizontal process, you know, something more democratic, you know, democracy, you know, from 2,500 years ago, it's all about preventing civil war. It's not about anything else. It's just a way to prevent civil war. That's what it was designed to do, and it works until it doesn't. It's not like a group of people that all have something in common, right, because then you don't need democracy, you know. Robert's Rules of Order is for some other kind of group. You know, this is an example of how it doesn't work. For Pacifica. And so we need to have a more democratic process. I'm done.
Okay. All right. How about it?
8:39. I still think the virtual retreat is a good thing that you can agree on tonight. I didn't hear anybody say against it. And then bring it to the LSC and ask them what do they think, and then discuss what day is good.
Okay, I'll bring it to the board tomorrow.
We'll take a vote. Take a vote. Is there any objection? Ask if there's any objection.
Is there any objection to me proposing Nancy's proposal?
No,
to
not
take...
me. It was somebody else. Somebody else. It was a male boy that it said retreat. Either Ron or Rob or somebody. Somebody.
Well, I like retreats. I just think we need to throw it to the board.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's going to be a new
vote
business.
On it now. Vote on it now to give to the board.
We don't have a quorum. We don't have a quorum.
You have a quorum.
Not a
vote.
No, we don't.
Not a voting.
We don't have a voting quorum.
Is Susan here?
No.
No.
Okay, Susan and Mary.
Ron's gone. We don't have a quorum. Yep. I've got to walk a dog. I apologize.
Okay. All right. So how about okay,
good night, everybody.
8:40, we adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.